So I don't want that one to come in. One, two, ready, go. Us playing wrong notes,
Wrong notes, they're okay when we're learning the music, but the important thing is to learn the note and the rhythm. Notes and rhythm. I'm sorry, rhythm and interpretation is what I meant. The rhythm and interpretation, we'll get the right notes later, but you can't play the right notes with the wrong interpretation. You can play the wrong notes with the right interpretation because you know that we can work on getting the right notes. It's way harder to go the other way. Yeah, you know, let's learn the notes. Oh, what's the interpretation? No, know the note with the right dynamic, the right weight, length, the right rhythms, and all that stuff that lends itself to clarity and communicating to the audience or the listener or the judge or whatever. Clear communication is what it's all about. You know, playing in tune. The other stuff will come. We'll get there. That's a great testament to what you've learned over the last few years. To be able to play through something like this the first time is amazing. It really is. Because there aren't that many. We know that when we start on the drum floor, we learn by rote. You know, somebody would say, play it like this.
Yeah.
You know, it was a culture shock for me because there weren't a lot of band people involved in drum floor at the start. You know, more people later on. And when I came into drum floor, I know it was a lot of us that came in from a band, and we said, can you give me music? And, you know, what music? Do this. And they play and you watch their fingers. And that's how you learn by rote. So this took forever. The only advantage to learning by rote is you really got you memorize it at the same time. It's about the only advantage. Because a lot of times the expression, the dynamics were added later. And back then dynamics were up to eight, or down to eight, up to eight, down to eight. It wasn't within a four beat phrase. Like it is now. It wasn't where this note is weighted this way, this note is weighted another way, this note is articulated this way, this note is articulated this way. It's all different. That's why the music we hear today from Trump is so outstanding. I get blown away every time I hear the top groups. They are that good. And most of them going into music education, either as a performer or as an educator or as a performer. So you people have come so far in a short time, been reading out of it. And the good thing is nobody complained about it. I don't want to do music. Because I've been with groups where they said, I believe that they learn how to read music. You've become musicians over the last few years. You can put a piece of music in front of you, and second or third or fourth try, it gets better each time. It's good stuff. That's why it's nice. When I spend the time to put it into the sequencer to either change the key or change the rhythm or whatever, I know that when it's done, it's going to be exciting to pass it out to hear it for the first time. Because you people put the time in. Before we get here, you prepare to come to rehearsal, and then when we come, plus, we started, we had no baritone line. There was no baritone line. It was Roy. And then, Gary and I were the first practice. Gary, and the rehearsals we had down from Lucian Paul Sinclair. Five people, six people, seven people. And that was it. Kenny on baritone. Those were the early days, so it started from there, and it just ballooned from there. You know, it's like, I'm really proud of what you people have done. It's really, you have to know you've done good, really good. Really good stuff. And there's not one person or one section in here where you go and you say, oh my God, it's gonna take light years before we get this even close to what's on the page. It's already there. It's there the first time we take it. Yeah, we place the wrong notes, it's okay. We'll get the right notes. Anytime somebody talks to me about you guys, it's always in the positive. Hey, they sounded great. They sounded great. And you know when you don't. So let's, we got about 20 minutes left. Let's run the show. Let's run the Plymouth show so we don't forget what we're doing.
How do you conduct this?
One,